only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, my friends. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell, as we talk all things trucking. In this video, we're going to discuss blame shifting, which happens all the time in the trucking industry, happens all the time in the other professions too, and happens almost daily in someone's personal life. Before we get started, please remember to like, subscribe, and click that notification bell at the bottom. It'd be much appreciated. Okay, blame shifting is when someone tries to avoid taking responsibility for their own actions and turn around and try to play the blame game and shift that blame onto somebody else. For example, when a husband or wife gets caught cheating and they try to turn the blame game around and blame shift, you know, they get caught cheating and they turn around, oh, it's your fault. You weren't paying me enough attention. Blame shifting is a common theme amongst those that lack character and or moral standards at the very least. For example, he or she made me late. He or she made me do it. They put pressure on me. You know, somebody to blame shift and come up with different ways to make it happen. They're in their own little mind. You remember a few years back, there was a case with McDonald's. This woman went through the drive-thru. Her name was Stella Liebeck. And McDonald's, we all been to McDonald's, they served her coffee in styrofoam cups with plastic lids on them. So this woman, Stella Liebeck, goes through McDonald's drive-thru wearing a pair of shorts, puts her coffee between her bare thighs, and drives off. She's shifting gears, she's moving around, whatever. Lid pops off the styrofoam cup of coffee, burns her inner thighs. She turns around and sues McDonald's. The jury gave her an astronomical amount in the award settlement. She won. And McDonald's took it back and said, wait, that's just crazy. So he got lowered to $2.7 million. Still yet, McDonald's had to pay her $2.7 million. Who in their right mind would go through McDonald's or any other restaurant and put a styrofoam cup of hot coffee between your bare thighs and drive off? I mean, who's not going to think, oh, the lid might pop off. Oh, that's hot. That's one that got away with the money. There was another case that happened on SeaWorld. A young man went to SeaWorld to see the show. He liked the orca show with the killer whales. And anyway, this young man goes to SeaWorld to see the killer whales. Can't remember the name of the one that they had all the time. Anyway, he decides that he wants to, you know, swim with the killer whales and do everything he saw the trainers do in his show. That looked pretty cool, riding on their back, you know. So he hides out. And, you know, from the security guards, they lock the place down. When everybody's gone, he sneaks out, gets into the tank with the killer whales. Well, you know what happened? The killer whales killed him. His parents turned around and sued SeaWorld, saying that they didn't properly warn the public that killer whales could kill people. Okay. Also sued them for, in their gift shop, they sold stuffed toy killer whales, and they looked friendly. Go figure, right? There was another case, the Haunted House of Horrors at Universal Studios in Florida. A woman goes through the Haunted House of Horrors, and she's going through it, and this actor dressed up as a werewolf with a chainsaw comes out, you know, whatever, starts chasing her. She runs away, slips and falls, gets up, not hurt or anything. She didn't sue for injury. But she ended up suing for psychological trauma. She actually sued Universal Studios for psychological trauma for her going through the haunted horror house. Needless to say, the judge laughed at her and threw the case out, you know, saying that, what do you expect? When you go through a haunted house of horrors, you expect to get psychological trauma. That's why people go through it. So every now and then you get a common sense judge. Now, the case that we're going to talk about today is about a gentleman named Frank McKenna is the driver in question. worked for a company called Dillon Transportation, LLC, based out of Tennessee. The third party involved in this is a company called HireRight, LLC. HireRight, LLC. They are a background check company, meaning that an employer, a trucking company, a restaurant, who whatever, a business, will call them up, and that's who does the background check. Just, I mean, your employer probably does it. He has somebody they check the background check with, and also they check with the DOT to see, you know, is your license clear, get an MVR on you. Anyway, the three players involved in this is Frank McKenna, the driver in question, HireRight LLC, which is the consumer reporting agency, and once again, Dillon Transportation LLC, the carrier out of Tennessee. So, Frank McKenna is out in California. Here's the picture. And see where he laid his truck down on its side. So, to me, it looks like that was an on-ramp, or at the very least, a curve with a light there. So, and then you see just after that curve there is where he flipped it over. So by outward appearances to me, not knowing, you know, whatever, by outward appearances, it looks like he was just taking that curve a little too fast and flipped her on her side is what it looks like. Anyway, that happened in 2017 in California. This Frank McKenna started working for the company, Dillon Transportation, back in 2014. So he'd been with him for 3 years prior to this accident happening. Now, has like I said, outward appearances, looks like he probably took that curve a little too quick and flipped her on her side, so it looked like. But anyway, the insurance company, I mean, with that much damage, you know, to the tractor, the trailer flipped over like that, and of course, where the cargo was in the trailer, the company had to involve the insurance company, who comes out, does the adjustment, and so forth, did their own investigation, and they came up with that it was driver error. So Dillon Transportation fires Frank McKenna in February of 2017. The accident happened in January 2017. They fired him in February of 2017. So Dillon Logistics, or Dillon Transportation, does their due diligence. They notify the DOT and FMCSA of the driver's accident to update on his record. And they also reported it to their consumer reporting agency. In this case, it's HireRight. So 5 years goes by, and it's now 2022. McKenna hasn't held a driving job in the last 5 years. He turns around and sues Dillon Transportation for defamation, saying that because he listed with the DOT and because he listed with HireRight, that he had an accident and they had fired him for unsafe driving practices. And he said that was defamation. So took it to court, lower court. He lost. He lost on the grounds of the federal government's, due to the Federal Credit Reporting Act, saying that the company here, Dillon Transportation LLC, you know, did nothing wrong in reporting that he was involved in an accident and reporting that he has an unsatisfactory safety record with them. So anyway, he took it up to the next level. He appealed it, and the appeal came back and said the exact same thing. So on appeal, the Sixth Circuit Court upheld the initial ruling and also ruled against McKenna's contention that the DOT Regulation 49 CFR 391.23 applied when it doesn't. So, but it was just this Frank McKenna is another example of someone trying to blame someone else, blame shift for what they did. Lack of personal responsibility anymore seems to be more common. Anyway, please remember to like, subscribe. Thanks a lot. Bye.
I can hardly wait till I'm a trucker.